Good morning. I'm Mike Lester. I have a special guest with me. I have Chief Bashir here with me. It's Black History Month, so this morning we have a real treat for you. Your father was one of the first divers in the Navy, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir. My father, Carl Bashir, was the first African-American diver in the Navy, sir.
Absolutely. And that was at a time when finding some racial harmony in the military was kind of difficult.
Yes, sir. President Truman desegregated the military in 1948, and that's when my father joined the military, right after the desegregation, and there were some attitudes still to be adjusted.
But he nonetheless became a diver and one of the first African-American diver in the U.S. military, and had a very decorated career after the very beginning?
Yes, sir. Becoming the first African-American diver in the mid-50s was quite an accomplishment, and that's why he was picked to join that team to find that atom bomb when we lost one off the coast of Spain in the mid-60s.
Wow. So I'm sure that he had an awful lot of information to share with you as you came along.
Sir, to be honest with you, I learned more about my father after the movie Men of Honor came out in November 2000. My father didn't talk about a lot of the struggles that he went through, and I never was aware of it growing up. I just knew he was a hard father who treated us, you know, pretty sternly. I mean, we got away with a lot with our mother, but not with him, and I really learned a lot after the fact the movie came out, and then that's when a lot of the things that were portrayed in the movie were brought to the forefront in our conversation.
So now you are able to talk, though, about those things that you learned after the movie came out, and as well as I assume that you had conversations with him after the movie was out?
Yes, sir. In fact, I never realized that there was so much racism. In fact, before my father joined the Navy, he tried to join with an Army recruiter in rural Kentucky, but he said the Army recruiter treated him so bad that he went back the next day and joined the Navy because that recruiter treated him better.
Oh, wow. Well, talk about then some of the difficulties that maybe you have faced. You are a chief officer in the Army now.
Yes, sir. I'm a Chief Warrant Officer 4 in the United States Army Reserve. I've got 30 years of aviation experience. I'm a helicopter pilot. But to be honest with you, sir, during my career since I joined the military in 1981, I really haven't endured the type of racism that my father endured during his career. Because of his influence and the influence of others, I was saved from having to go through that kind of misery throughout my military career. It's been great. It's been a great experience for me.
Well, can you talk about the comparison of things that you have gone through versus what your father went through?
Well, of course, my father went through racism in the military. He came from a poor background, being a sharecropper's son, so he had to deal with poverty. He had to deal with the fact that at age 17, he joined the military with an eighth-grade education, so pretty much he had to deal with his illiteracy. After my father's career, he endured that incident where he lost the bottom part of his leg in the mid-60s, and before my father retired, he had to deal with his alcoholism, so he submitted himself to the Navy substance abuse course. So I can tell you right now, the things that my father endured gave me the indication that I can't complain about anything. If he can endure that and make it, then, sir, my chances of trying to argue or complain about anything were taken away because the door was already open for me to go through it wide open.
You mentioned that he went into the military with an eighth grade education, but became a master chief, master diver, before that he retired from the military.
Yes, sir. He achieved the rank of a master diver, which is the highest rank that a diver can achieve in the United States Navy. It means that you are in charge of all diving operations wherever divers do their missions around the world.
Well, your father, obviously, great accomplishments for him, but you could probably talk about some other African-American military people who had significant accomplishments in the military as well.
Oh, yes, sir. For one, there's First Lieutenant Ruthie Bolton, who was the first Army Reservist to make the U.S. Olympic women's basketball team. There's a Second Lieutenant Garrett Hines, who was a member of the U.S. bobsled team at the 1998 Winter Olympics in Japan. And now he works in Maryland for U.S. Army MedCom. So there's a plethora of great African-American people who have done great things in the Army and the military. I have a website I can share with you if you'd like to learn more about it, sir.
I'd love to hear.
Okay. If you go to www.usar.army.mil, you can go to that website and learn all about the great African-American honors and the people that came before us to make our country as great as it is today.
If you'd be kind enough to give that web address one more time.
Sure, sir. It's www.usar.army.mil.
Army.mil. Okay. And all that information can be found at that web address.
Yes, sir.
Well, quickly, if you don't mind, let's talk a little bit about Corporal Waverly Woodson, Jr., a World War II medic.
Yes, sir. Now, his story is amazing. During World War II, he, for 30 hours, ignored his own wounds and treated over 200 injured soldiers on D-Day. He set up a medical aid station and dragged soldiers from the killing zone to receive treatment, remove bullets, and to bandage wounds. This guy was great. On D-Day itself, with all those bullets flying, he was able to take care of over 200 soldiers despite being injured himself.
Well, these are just some of many African-Americans who have made a contribution not only to the military but to American history. And I want to thank you for sharing some of the information with us this morning. This is a great time as we celebrate Black History Month. And if there's anything else that you would like to share with us before you leave the air this morning, be my guest.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, I'd just like to say that there's been no war fought for these United States that African Americans have not joined in and been an integral part of. Ever since the Revolutionary War, African Americans have served bravely and boldly through every conflict that we've had. And today, African Americans make up about 19% of our Army and serve at every level of military leadership. So we're here to stay, sir. We're, you know, as one force, we're joining with the team. We're making the United States Army the best Army it can be, and it is, in the whole world.
Well, we want to thank you for what you do. We've been talking with Army Reserve Chief Warrant Officer 4, Philip Brashear, who is a Master Army Aviator and the son of the late Master Chief Master Diver Carl Brashear, the first African-American Master Diver in the U.S. Navy who preserved it in the face of racism and other challenges. And we thank you so much for what you do.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thanks for having me today.
Thank you. Have a great day.